You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors, an on-demand audio presentation of RedPeachSports.com and ESPN977.com.
Want to talk outdoors? There's only one man to call. Fish like you never saw. Been duck hunting with a call since the day you was born. Chasing the squirrels, yeah. Tracking the deer. He tells you how you should hunt them all without any fear. Every Tuesday, he loves to show you how. It's called Glenn Harris Outdoors, and it's starting now.
Well, good Tuesday afternoon, folks. I am Glenn Harris, your host for Glenn Harris Outdoors, and we're brought to you this week by our sponsors, Cranford's Northside, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. Well, at long last, and I know maybe a lot of the wives are relieved to hear this, deer season is over. But we are enjoying some fine venison steaks and sausage and hamburger and such as that. Would you like to guess which parish in the state produced the most deer harvested? And it's not the first time this parish has led the state. Well, surprise, it's our neighbor to the north, Union Parish. I just got this little note from my friend Bill Breed, who says this. The number of deer processed in Union Parish during the 2015-16 season was approximately 16,150 deer. That's a bunch of venison. You take account that not all deer were taken in Union Parish, but the majority were, and many people processed their own, and some Union Parish deer taken outside the parish for processing. So that's a loss of venison. Number one parish in the state again for total harvest. So hats off to the Union Parish folks, and they got plenty of good venison to eat up that way. Well, you know, one of the most fun things, talking about good eating, one of the most fun things that I get to do during the fall and winter, other than sitting on deer stand and slipping through the squirrel woods, is attending what has become traditional around North Louisiana. And I'm talking about wild game suppers. I've been privileged to speak to a whole bunch of these events around the area, all just about all of them hosted by churches. And I've spoken at a bunch of them, and part of my enjoyment of getting to go there and do that is to get to share the bounty of what hunters brought in from the woods during the season that just ended. I've enjoyed venison fixed just about any way you can, rabbit and everything else, and having thoroughly, the thing that I really enjoy is getting to gnaw on a fried squirrel leg. I don't know about you, Kendrick, but that's good eating.
A fried squirrel leg. Have you ever done that? Have you ever had that?
Kendrick shaking his head. He said he don't think he ever ate a fried squirrel leg. Well, you don't know what you're missing, buddy. But there is a wild game supper coming up next Wednesday, February 24th at First Baptist Church in Ruston. It's an event that's open to the public free of charge. You'll not only get to chow down on some fine groceries, maybe a squirrel leg will be there, from the woods and waters around here, but you're going to get to listen to some good guest speakers. That'll be this year, Gene Hoyt and David Fortenberry. I checked out Hoyt's resume earlier this week, and you talk about being impressed. Man, he is something else. I actually have heard him years ago demonstrating his natural voice turkey call, and you'll think you're in the woods with a real old turkey about to jump on you. Among the dozens of awards and events he's won, some are more noteworthy. Some of the more noteworthy ones are he has been chosen four times as National Turkey Calling Champion, three times as a Louisiana State Turkey Calling Champion, and in 1993, he was a busy fella because he collected a Grand Slam twice in 1 year. That's all four subspecies, and he did it twice, and he did it in 1 year. And was declared also that year the winner of the World Championship as a natural voice caller. Gene really doesn't need a call. He does it with his natural voice. And after these messages, we're going to hear from Gene Hoyt. He'll talk about his love for turkey hunting, about turkey calling, and how he and Fortenberry have turned what they do into a Christian ministry. Gene Hoyt is up next. You're listening to Glenn Harris Outdoors on ESPN 97.7.
From Hondas to hunting gear, get everything you need for the hunt at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore and get it all for one low monthly payment. Shop all the Honda and Kawasaki products, plus quality lawn equipment and a large sporting goods department. Gear, guns, archery, and ammo by Browning, Benelli, Remington, Beretta, Columbia, Drake, Under Armour, LaCrosse, Bowtech, and Matthews, and many more. Plus a great selection of Liberty gun safes. From harness to hunting gear, you get it all at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston.
Are you looking for an upscale auto repair shop offering computer diagnostics for your engine, transmission, and suspension? Well, how about one with ASE certified technicians and offering 24-hour towing? Look no further than the professionals at Ace Automotive. They're located on Highway 167, 1 mile south of South Parkway Church in Ruston. Check them out at aceautomotiveruston.com.
When the big ones are biting, make sure you have all the supplies you need. Stop by Cranford's Northside before you head out on your next fishing trip. Cranford's has a huge line of fishing supplies and tackle and has just about any live bait you'll need, including shiners, goldfish, worms, and crickets. They got rods and reels and boating supplies. Cranford's has all the convenience items you'll need too, like soft drinks, beer, snacks, ice, and gas. Cranford's Northside, right on the way to Lake Darbone, just 2 miles north of I-20 on the Farmerville Highway.
Folks, today our special guest is Gene Hoyt. Somewhere way back in my past, I have met this fella, and he is one of the best turkey callers that I have ever heard, bar none. Gene, welcome to our show, and we wanted to talk to you a little bit about you're going to be in Ruston in a couple of weeks that would be the 24th at First Baptist Church in Ruston at a wild game supper. You and Gene, or rather David Fortenberry. So talk to us a little bit about when y'all come to an event like that, what can our people who attend, what can they expect to be exposed to?
Well, usually what happens is, as you know, on invitation, we'll come in and usually these speaking engagements, you know, they'll be in conjunction with a wild game supper, a men's event of some kind, or a beach feast. A lot of churches call it. And what we'll do is come in and we'll share hunting and calling tips with the congregation or with the group. And you know, sometimes there'll be answering questions, sessions and stuff like that. And that usually comes after the actual speaking event, but we do call them demonstrations, like I say, and then of course at the end of the sharing of the calling and the hunting tips and stuff like that, we always present the gospel message, and that's what we do. That's what we've been doing for about 15 years all over, mainly the southeastern United States, but I mean, we have been as far as Hannibal, Missouri, or West Texas, or Florida, and you know, Georgia, you know, mm-hmm. Mostly southeastern United States.
Now, you told me, too, that y'all are kind of in the wild game calling manufacturing business, or have been, right?
Well, we have in the past. That no longer exists. We did do that a little bit in the past, and it was mainly not really to make a profit, but we mainly did it to offset expenses a lot of times. Uh-huh. Because we got so busy with speaking engagements and events that you know, we incur costs, you know, and a lot of times that cost wouldn't be covered, so we just came up with that as a way to really to have fun and to also you know, cover some of those costs. That more or less was a hobby more than anything else.
Well, what kind of calls now did y'all manufacture or do?
Well, we did manufacture turkey calls, waterfowl calls, and deer hunting products.
Mm-hmm. Well, now with
I guess we did that for about 10 or 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's just really just kind of taking a backseat to what we mainly do, and that's put on these events like this.
Mm-hmm. So y'all do that pretty regularly, I suppose. Still do, right? Your events.
We still do quite a few. Now, you know, I will say over the last 5 to 6 years, it's slowed down quite a bit because, you know, there's a lot more people doing these types of events now, you know, a lot more speakers. Back when we started in about 1999, you just had a handful of people in the whole country that was doing the evangelistic type speaking events, you know, as far as combining it with a hunting situation.
Yeah.
Combining it with a hunting situation or a hunting type event, you know, we slowed down quite a bit, like I say, because you got a lot of big, I call them megastar type speakers, you know, people you'll see on the Outdoor Channel or the Sportsman's Channel and all that kind of stuff. You know, they draw large crowds and you know, thing. And a lot of times a church that can afford it will have those folks come in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, do you still have time to do a little turkey hunting?
Oh yeah, I do. I don't do as much as I used to, but I still make time for it. It's I find in my older years I do it less, but I actually enjoy it more.
I know what you mean, Gene. Our time is gone. And, buddy, thank you so much for talking to us. And we look forward to hearing you at First Baptist Church in Ruston on the 24th of February. So I think the thing starts about like 5 o'clock, the eating meeting, and then you guys are on after that. So we look forward to having you up here in our part of the country.
Well, I look forward to being there, Glenn. Thank you.
Okay.
From hunters to hunting gear, get everything you need for the hunt at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore and get it all for one low monthly payment. Shop all the Honda and Kawasaki products, plus quality lawn equipment and a large sporting goods department. Gear, guns, archery, and ammo by Browning, Benelli, Remington, Beretta, Columbia, Drake, Under Armour, LaCrosse, Bowtech, and Matthews, and many more. Plus a great selection of Liberty gun safes. From harness to hunting gear, you get it all at McKinney's Outdoor Superstore in Ruston.
Sexton Animal Health Center in Ruston serves your pet and you, providing high-quality pet health and wellness services to assist your pet in living a longer, happier, and healthier life, and providing you with access to leading-edge products, services, and educational content to enhance the bond with your pet. Sexton Animal Health Center is a full-service veterinary medical facility providing the best possible medical, surgical, digital radiology, and dental care for their patients. And ask about pet daycare and boarding, too. Sexton Animal Health Center, 1628 East Kentucky in Ruston. Become a friend on Facebook to receive the latest news and updates.
Just a couple of reminders for upcoming events. The North Central Louisiana chapter of the National Wild Turkey Federation is going to host its annual banquet on March 8th at the Ruston Civic Center. We're going to be talking with event organizer, wildlife biologist Luke Lewis here on our show soon to tell us all about what we can expect when we attend that banquet. But in the meantime, you got something to do. Go mark your calendar. March 8th, that is the date for that really popular event that takes place every year. And then also sooner than that, on February 26th and 7th, up on Lake Darbonne, the Crappie Masters All-American Tournament Trail is going to hold a national qualifier as well. It also serves as the Louisiana State Championship Crappie Tournament up there on Darbonne, February 26th and 27th. And so you'll want to talk to the folks up in Farmerville and find out how you can enter that to become part of a really, really big event. I mean, this thing's big. It has national implications. So if you like to fish for crappie and want to do it competitively, this is a great place to do it. Well, let me see. I think that's everything on my list. So I will just say time's up for today. So until same time next week, I'm Glenn Harris for Glenn Harris Outdoors, and I invite you to visit our sponsor, Sexton Animal Health Center, Ace Automotive, Cranford's Northside, and our title sponsor, McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore. So folks, get out there and see what you've been missing in our great outdoors.
Listen to Glenn Harris Outdoors live every Tuesday afternoon on ESPN977.com or subscribe to the show in iTunes, on Stitcher, or at redpeachsports.com.